stupid bracelet is too hard to make. Why does everything have to be so difficult? It's so frustrating.
Sounds like it's time to flip your attitude inside out. Guess what? You're listening to the one and only Keys for Kids. Thanks for joining me today. I'm Zach. Last week, I was working on building a new computer, and I just couldn't get it to work. It was so frustrating. Before long, I was treating my friends and family like it was their fault, when really it was my attitude that needed an adjustment. Then I remembered this great Bible verse, Proverbs 17:22. It says, "A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones." Well, that's what our story's about today. It's called Flip It. Crash! May threw one of her toys across the room. Why does everything have to be so difficult? Flopping on her bed, May grabbed her stuffed octopus and flipped it inside out. Now it was frowning back at her. That's how I feel too, Oki. What happened? I heard a crash. Mom slipped into May's room and sat down next to her daughter. Uh-oh, I see that Oki's face matches yours right now. I can't get that bracelet right. I even read the instructions and watched that video on it, but it's still not turning out. Yeah, I can see how that would be frustrating. Why didn't you ask for help? May shrugged. Sometimes I just want to figure it out on my own. Mom nodded and sighed. I do that sometimes, too. You do? May looked at Mom suspiciously. How about last week when I got that new mixer and tried to put it together? You were really frustrated, May recalled. Good thing Ben can figure stuff out like that. Your big brother was very patient and got it working, but I had to ask him first. I also had to ask God for help. May's eyes widened. God helped you put the mixer together? Mom laughed. Not physically, no, but he did help me with my attitude. You remember how I was pretty upset with myself when I couldn't figure it out? I could have allowed that frustration to determine my attitude for the rest of the day, but instead I prayed and asked God to help me remember that I have the Holy Spirit in me and can let my attitude reflect His love. I was grumbling and irritable, but with God's help, I chose to focus on what was true, right, and lovely, just like it says in Philippians chapter 4. God helped you flip your attitude, said May. Mom nodded. It's okay to get frustrated, May. Everyone does. What we do when we're frustrated is what matters. Do we stick with this face and attitude? Mom grabbed Oki and turned her inside out. Or do we trust God to help us not lose sight of His goodness, love, and promises even when we feel frustrated? May winked at Mom. Oki does look better with a smile. So how about you? Do you often get frustrated? When you do you let your frustration affect how you think about yourself or the way you treat others? If you're a child of God, you have 24/7 access to His power in you. That means you can fix your mind on things that are good, right, and true, even when you feel frustrated or angry. Trust Him to help you clothe yourself with attitudes and actions that reflect His love. Our key verse is Proverbs 17:22.
A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones.
And our key thought, God can help you flip your attitude. How would you like to win prizes this summer? Well, if you do, join my Word with Zach summer reading program. Read the Bible and the Keys for Kids devotional every day in June, July, and August, and you could win the Adventure Activity Kit, a Keys for Kids storyteller, or the first 6 seasons of Down Gilead Lane. Word with Zach starts June 1st, so check it out at wordwithzach.org. I'm Zach with listener-supported Keys for Kids.